cellist cannot play his instrument as in the first three suites. I mean, making it sound gloriously in number three, but still resonant in number two and open and easy in number one. There's nothing of that in number four.
Peter Wispelwey's 2012 recording of the six cello suites by J.S. Bach is a set of richly personal performances. They were undertaken with a from-the-ground-up total reconsideration of notes, phrases, and movements that had already accompanied his entire life as a musician. The results are startling and magnetic. The fourth of Bach's Suites for Solo Cello with Peter Wispelwey is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH. Each week, our program brings you both sacred and secular masterpieces by this cornerstone composer of Western music, Johann Sebastian Bach, in performances as vital as the music itself. For today, that formula takes us to the cantata number 32, Liebster Jesu mein Verlangen, or Dearest Jesus, My Desire. And you can find a translation of the text for that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you'll find much more of Bach's music, including an on-demand archive of the Bach Hour, as well as videos and links to essential resources to further your own explorations. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. As you heard, we'll hear from Peter Wispelwey both in his own words and in his performance of Bach's Cello Suite No. 4 a bit later on in the program. For now, we'll turn to a cantata inspired by the Bible's only story that depicts Jesus as a child. It takes place when the 12-year-old Jesus and his family travel to Jerusalem. When it's time to leave and return to Nazareth, Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, don't realize that their son isn't with them. They rush back to Jerusalem and search the city for 3 days before finally finding Jesus at the temple, sitting with the teachers there, asking questions and astounding them with his own understanding. When Bach drew on that story for his cantata number 32, Liebster Jesu mein Verlangen, his focus wasn't on depicting the wise beyond his years young Jesus. Rather, the spotlight in this piece is on Mary and the utter despair she felt during those 3 days of looking for her child. It's a dynamic and an emotion practically any parent who's lost track of his or her child, even for just a few minutes, can relate to. From that parental perspective, Bach, himself the father of 20 children in all, builds what's called a dialogue cantata, in which we continue to hear Mary's voice simultaneously inhabiting the voice of an anxious and worried individual believer. The second voice in the dialogue is that of Jesus, sung by a bass soloist. The first movement opens with the sweet longing of a solo oboe, Mary's voice entering with the words, "Dearest Jesus, my desire, tell me, where can I find you?" A recitative for the bass soloist answers with Jesus' words from the Gospel of Luke. That's followed by an aria that reassures the believer with, "Here in my Father's place, a troubled spirit finds me." The two soloists then sing a recitative together, Mary, again, doubling as the soul of a believer, saying, "I'll come there to find you," and Jesus answering, "If you will renounce earthly toys and enter this dwelling alone, then you can remain both here and there." The emotional high point of the cantata arrives in a duet that begins with the words, "Now all trouble disappears, now crying and pain dissolve." A chorale in the voice of the community ends the piece with an affirmation of the bond between believer and divine. Remember, you can find a translation for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here's a performance of the cantata number 32 by the Belgian ensemble Il Gardellino, led by the group's founder, Marcel Poncile, who doubles as the oboe soloist. They're joined by soprano Carolyn Wainantz and baritone Livon Termont, with countertenor Patrick von Goethem and tenor Marcus Ullmann joining the group for the final chorale. Thank you.
Was ist, dass ihr mich gesucht? Weißt du nicht, dass ich sein muss in dem, das meines Vaters ist?
Herz mit mir verbinden,
Repentant verflogen und nur in diese Wohnung gehen, so kannst du hier und dort bestehen.
Und verschwindet Ach und Schmerz. verschwindet.
Ach, und
Schmerz.
Ach, und Schmerz.
Ach, und Schmerz. Und
verschwindet.
Ach, und Schmerz.
Verschwinden alle Plagen,
alle Schwinden, alle Plagen,
nun verschwinden,
ach und Schmerz,
nun verschwinden alle Plagen,
nun verschwinden
alle Plagen,
nun verschwinden,
ach und Schmerz,
nun verschwinden
alle Plagen,
nun verschwinden,
ach und Schmerz,
nun verschwinden alle Plagen,
nun verschwinden
alle Plagen.
Bach's cantata number 32, Liebster Jesu, mein Verlangen, or Dearest Jesus, My Desire, a dialogue cantata sung by Carolyn Wainantz and baritone Livon Termont, with Il Gardelino and that group's founder and oboist, Marcel Poncile. Joining in for the final chorale were countertenor Patrick von Goetem and tenor Marcus Ullmann. As he approached his 50th birthday, Dutch cellist Peter Wispelwey had already, over the course of his career, recorded the 6 solo cello suites by Bach twice. So what better way to celebrate the half-century mark than a return to Bach, right? Well, the musical landscape of these pieces on paper is much less specific than in other works by Bach, with almost no indication from the composer about how the music is meant to be played. They're like a color by numbers, with each artist deciding on his or her own which color goes with which number. The essential musical shapes are always there, but no two performers sound exactly the same. Peter Wispelwey's 2012 recording of the 6 suites confirms that even with the same performer, we're likely to get different results when years of experience are factored in. That's how rich these pieces are. Peter Wispelwey reconsidered everything in his approach to this recording, including the very pitch of the notes. He decided to tune his cello so that the note A would vibrate 392 times per second, or in shorthand, A392. That's in contrast to the pitch modern orchestras use, which is generally A440. It means that the notes Wispelwey plays sound lower than those of many other recordings of the Bach suites. But what's behind the decision to play at 392? Peter Wispelwey says that you can trace it back to one of Bach's early jobs.
In Köthen, when Bach worked there, it wasn't the universal pitch for Germany. It was close to a universal pitch for France. It was a French pitch. So it's a low pitch. It's a semitone down the normal Baroque pitch that we have used over the last few decades. So Bach's music from Köthen, where he composed most of the major secular pieces, like the Brandenburg Concertos and so forth, they were performed and therefore conceived with that pitch in mind. So it was about time that I played those pieces on that pitch. So I was very curious what it would do. I mean, it was a risky thing to do because it was new, but it was good to have a fresh approach. And I got the opportunity to use this Dutch baroque cello from 1710, the Rombouts. And as a musician, you adapt to the particular instrument you're playing on, and you let yourself be inspired and influenced.
Along with the unique sound and inspirational quality of that instrument, Whispleway also enlisted the help of a couple of musicologists, Lawrence Dreyfus of Oxford University and John Butt of Glasgow University. In the DVD that accompanies this recording, you can hear them speculate together that these suites were probably written in two groups, the first three being somewhat more idiomatic for the cello, and the last three bringing out Bach's radical experimental side. The suite number 4, then, is the first of that second group. And Peter Whispleway describes it as an
enigma, a mystery. Yeah, the cellist cannot play his instrument as he has just done in the first three suites. I mean, making it sound gloriously in number 3, but still resonant in number 2, and open and easy in number 1. There's nothing of that in number 4. So it is different tools, different messages, therefore. And enigmatic, more hidden, obscure are the words. We've got E flat major, and of course that means 3 flats, and 3 is very meaningful in Christianity. And here's a prelude that starts with a 2-octave jump. So the challenge for cellists is especially to avoid a 9/8 bar. But this should be presented as something completely natural, and it carries on for a large number of bars, and E-flat, the tonality is established, and then things start to become extremely interesting. The second movement is an elegant movement, and it's a streaming 16th. It's lots of legato, but it's also a very patient movement. It's aristocratic in a intriguing way, and then you get this fantastic fourth saraband. There's some large harmonic adventures, and quite a few big triple stops. But then it does return to this sobering bareness of this singing motive. And so you get drama, but it's answered with complete humility. It's emotionally, this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful movement. Then you get a big bourrée, very, very energetic again, actually. And like the bourrée in the third, quite humorous, flashy even, flashier than the third bourrée. I mean, so you get these fast runs. But later on, you go. But yeah, interjections and an exciting bourrée and a very rough second bourrée. Very short, very funny. And an overwhelming Italian jig at the end. And this da 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 that's a wild stream. Yeah.
And that one maybe is also one of those places where this lower pitch that you're using really, really bites. It's really something that just vibrates.
Yeah, this is a difficult jig because there are no hardly any high notes to say big things with. It's middle register and lots of bottom string notes. So it makes it awkward, but also very special.
And here is the cello suite number 4, performed by Peter Whispleway here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Suite number 4 in E-flat for solo cello by Bach. Peter Wispelway was the cellist in a 2012 recording. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliard-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.